Kalaloshin, Torah Anytime, the 10th grade of Beis Shengel. Rabbi Yosef, Achron Chaviv, Kumpta Rhein, come inside, Rabbi Yosef. I want to, now, the 10th grade of Beis Shengel is getting together. They're having some type of a competition, and they're working in Munah B'tachin. And these are ice chasheva girls from Beis Shengel. What a chasheva place. My daughters went there. And they on holiday, the whole place is Kedesh Kedoshim. And they are going to work in these inyanim. And these are girls that work under Midas. And these are girls, they want it. They fight to win with all their keiches. They compete like Rachel and Leah. Batan Rachel, they had kinna. What's going on? Batakani Rachel Bachaisa. But then there's another, it says, Batan Rachel Valaya. Lashin Yachid. Batanu Rachel. When Yaakov asked them, what are we going to do? You know, so they answered in like one person. Because Rachel and Leah, even though they competed, they loved each other. When Leah had her children, Rachel was sky high with Simcha. But I didn't get mine. She had to do her thing with Kenna. You have to do those things. But deep down, she was full of Simcha. Look, I'm so happy, my sister Leah. You think she didn't have that in big time? If she was, this is the family of Leif Shesamach Bidula Sochiv. This is the mamale, or dad, the kinnah. They have to do those things. Just like you have to eat matamim also. You have to be a human. Like Yitzchak Avinu wants, that's my favorite chocolate chip cookies. You have to be a human. Sometimes you have to compete. You're having fun. But you love the other person who wins. I want to tell you, you get more out of that than the whole competition. Hashem's watching. How are you going to react if you lose? How, am I okay with this? Did I press 5? Should I do it again? Does it hurt? If I press it again? All right. Anyway. Good. David Stra Telfin. I'm a Malamanatev. Anyway, if you notice, my keys are bent out of shape. Major. And it didn't work for a year. Until suddenly one day I lost the other key. I says, hey, Bishta, I'm stuck with this. Right away it started working. I'm serious. Take a look at it. This is not a good key. But by me, it works because I don't work with the normal. Anyway, so the thing is this. So these girls, Bezer Hashem, are going to be happy for each other. And the person who is happy with the other person ends up with the Urim V'Tumim. They're going to end up getting the Chayshen. The Urim Kayan Gadol for Dairus Dairus. You can do that. You can be happy even though you lost. You're going to get everything. And not only that, all the schar that the other person gets for what he does is yours. I said this way back until somebody just last week shows me Reb Tzadik and word for word what I've been saying. I was machadish it. That whole, it says in Rashi that, how come it says, Bukhar Ashvi, Bamakas Bukhairis, the Bukhar of the captured. These are Goyim, these are Chinamen, I don't know who they are, Indians, Mayavim, whoever. They were captured by the Egyptians. They're sitting in jail, and it says that their firstborn also died. So I said, what do you want from them? So Rashi answers, because they were happy. When Jews were in trouble, it's like they're just like a Mitzri, not any different. They didn't touch a Jew. They didn't see a Jew. They were happy. What's going on in your heart is not a joke. So therefore, they're getting the same exact punishment. So Yidl Mandel comes along and he says, hey, me the type of Maruba. If you're happy with the other person's victory, then his victory belongs to you. You got that too. I told the Rav Schlesinger way back and he says it's Teres Emes. And my right was Aaron HaKohen as a mountain on top of another mountain. That's where he was buried. What's that all about? Horror, horror. To tell you the Ayin Tova person is getting double schar. You're davening and you watch the other guys davening with all their keiches and you're maybe not as good as them. If you're happy with his davening belongs to you. So imagine now someone showed it to me that Reb Tzadik says it exactly what I said. You know what a gold mine you have? Work on Ayin Tova. Work on it. Daven your head off. Like this, you got a lonely life. Some they got better kids. Here's a lady that, my neighbor has better kids. So what? Have I and Tova and your kids. I see the other guy screaming in Beis Medrash louder than me. Look, if it'll get you to scream louder too and daven to learn a little better, that's something else. But in the meantime, you get a gold mine. Rabbi Schwartz told this to me when I had some kind of competition going on in my life. And I was a little bit, he won and I didn't, that stuff. He told me that. Leisha Samach, we do that song, you're crazy. You'd be a businessman. In Nevada, they said, this is a great business with profit. You can become a world millionaire instantly. All you need is a competitive person in your life. And then you're going to dafka make believe what's going on inside. Don't tell anybody. I'm about to kill him. I can't look him in the face. What? You stole the show. You know, when everyone likes you better. You know, they're coming over to me. Oh, Mandel, you know. This Peterman's doing great. He's going, oh, really? That's so interesting. Anyway, so they keep coming to me all the time. I love it. I leave the summer. Oh, I'm so happy. Now I go ahead and telling everyone else also, by the way. There are big Bali Moses used to do this day and night. Sit on this. This is worth calling Terry Kula. It's going to bring Mashiach. You can do this. You got it all. Keep making believe. Oh, I'm so happy. Now that I lost. That the other guy, I'm so happy that he won. Or they did a better job. I'm so happy with their good job. You live longer. What do you care? So you lost. So, and Hashem has more nachas from you than all the victories in the universe. You can do that. You bring Mashiach. All the tzaras in the world comes because people can't do that. All the churban beis hamikdash, the whole sin is chinam according to the Gra. The sin is chinam came from no betachin, says the Gaon. And what's no betachin? No samech b'chalkei. I like losing. It's fun. Make believe, Rabbi. Say, we're all a bunch of actors. I love losing. It's so pleasant that I could become a leisha samayidul asachu. I make believe I am. But keep doing it. Don't do it once. Do it again and again and again at every opportunity. Talk about this lady Nebuch, she feels my kids and so-and-so's kids. First of all, she doesn't know what's really happening. She doesn't know the truth, that when no one's looking, you know, it's really going on. So, you know, envy is ignorance. Besides, if you lose here, Hashem will give you something else, somewhere else, that's much better than the thing that you lost. Got that? Hashem, if you lose, Hashem has rachmanis on you. It hurts him. It hurts him worse than it hurts you. And therefore, Hashem will give you things that the other person doesn't have. You'll be way ahead. Look at the Mama Rachel. Where's Mama Leah? Everyone's running after her. She's the loser. Oh, a loser, huh? They're all running after Mama Rachel, Mama Rachel, Mama Rachel. And she saved Klal Yisrael. She literally saved Gan's Klal Yisrael with her Ayin Tova. He gave away to her sister. I want to tell you murder. I'm talking about this. Okay, listen to this one. It says that Leah, Vayar Hashem ki snua Leah, Vayifta Oslachma. So what does it mean? So snua means Hashem saw that she was hated. He saw? He saw the hatred? What do you mean? Hatred is, it's in the mind, you know. It's in the head. It's in, Hashem saw. And then, Vayishma Hashem ki snua. Then there's another one. Kishoma Hashem ki snua anochi. He heard what she expressed. However, Yaakov actually got up and said, Leah, I hate you. Is that what happened? Come on. That's not what happened. So there's seeing and hearing hatred. How did that happen? By the way, she hated her. You know what the Rechaim Mikodesh says? You know that the Mama Leah believed in Chazal. Chazal say Avadana is called on the Kapschus. So she held Yaakov loves him just like Rachel. The Rechaim Mikodesh says, nothing cooking. No, everything's fine around here. So what's the snua Leah? When she saw that Rachel is getting, when Leah saw that she was getting children before Rachel, she says, how come that happened? Mestama, I'm not as loved as much as my sister. She figured it out through having kids. All right? So she didn't really feel any hatred. So then, Shema Hashem Kisnu Allah Anochi. That's what Rechaim HaKadosh says this. She felt zero. And even though she felt zero, she figured it out. It must be like that. By Hashem's eyes, it's tangible. It's so terrible that Hashem is going to open up the whole Klal Yisrael. But Yiftach is Rachma. Whole Klal Yisrael comes from something that didn't even hurt. And in Hashem's eyes, it's like tangible. You can see it and you can hear it. And that's how much love Hashem has for us. The smallest pain that you have is so unbelievable. Anyway, I want to tell you, somebody called me up. Somebody called me up and told me, this man comes from New Zealand. It called me about 8 years ago. And he comes from New Zealand. There's Yidden out there. New Zealand. Shikaya. And you know what he told me? Tell him, like, here's a true story. I don't know if all the details I'm going to tell you is so true. But this lady called me up. A lady, an old lady. She has schizophrenia for 20 years. That's true. She has schizophrenia. You know what schizophrenia is? You know what it is? She could not eat in public because of fear. It's an extreme. Ayem Rabrius. She must have 20 years of her life. She must have medication or else she's dead. And she's a deadbeat because the medication is very bad. It takes out all your energy. So she goes around like a half a person for 20 years. Because of schizophrenia, serious mental disorder, until she heard Mandel. You hear this? She heard Mandel. And Mandel said that it's all a bunch of baloney. The medication is baloney. I told you to myself, true story. This guy was taking it without that medication, he was dead. It's a true story, I know the guy. Every time he took it, he was in excruciating pain within 24 hours of taking this. So yeah, he went to Eretz Yisrael and he forgot the pills. But every time he took it, he screamed, it's not the pill, it's the Abish. The Chavis Havavah says to say that. It's not the pill, the pill can't work, it's the Abish. The Abish, you're making bad, not the pill. Shit. For months and months, that's the way he did it. And so, he took the pill, and he forgot it. He went to Eretz Yisrael for a week, and he forgot the bottle of pills. He comes here and says, oh, no, within 24 hours, I'm over. It's just Shrek. I can't live without this pill. He recovered completely. He came home. He threw out the bottle of pills for the rest of his life. He was cured. Because when he took the pill, he saw the Abishta and not the pill. Now, listen, this lady from New Zealand heard this. So as soon as she heard it, have a seat. She said, since Mandel said that, next time I take the pill, she always said Yehi Ratzon. You're supposed to say Yehi Ratzon. But this time, she added to the Yehi Ratzon, this pill doesn't really work. It's a bunch of baloney. And she took it. 3-4 days after she started saying that, she lost the whole bottle. And when she lost the bottle, instead of going berserk, she said, I don't really need it anyway. She is 1,000% cured. This didn't just happen. It happened. She's cured. It's over. Schizophrenia for 20 years. And the pills you need for that are it's hot stuff. This is heavy duty. How do you cure schizophrenia? Because it's so much in your mind. It's so much in your mind. You have the Abish to say, Abish to you are my doctor. Unbelievable. Just say it. Hashem likes to hear that. And good for you to hear it too. You keep saying you don't know what the cup, you know, people could live a lifetime. I knew of a woman who had MS. And for a lifetime, she was in a wheelchair. But Saipya, our husband, went to Sheva Madur Gehenna. Used to live, he lived in New Rochelle. He was a tired of Yida. He never went to Gehenna with Nebuchadnezzar's wife. But she was invalid. The Saipya Mea, a doctor, a Fruman, a Yiddel, you know, one of us, took a look at her and says, this lady does not have MS. It was misdiagnosed. You've been living in a wheelchair for no reason. Now, I insist, even if it was diagnosed correctly, but if you use your head and your betachen and you say, I don't believe in this stuff, and be kaifa in it, watch what happens. You'll be cured. I do it all the time. I tell people, even if you do have it, I'll brainwash you out of it. Baruch Atah Adonai, Aliyei Malach HaOlam, Shachar LeMidbarim. I'm a chaya. Good stuff. The guy's watching me. You see what? See in my hand? See anybody want to donate some mashke? No, I didn't have. See what we do around here? Every Hasidus has its thing. Was macht ihr? Ah, gibt da ra, machaya. What? Oh, even nun. Amen, amen. Kim Zarein. Oh. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. Now, another story, a younger man calls me up and he tells me he is a Rebbe for 11-year-olds. And he walked into class and the kids were ready to devour him. The kids, he got himself the real stuff. He got himself. Sometimes you get this year that they're going to put you in your place. This year he's a good Rebbe, that's fine, but not this year. This year the kids were, soon as he walked in, we're going to put him in his place, right? So he called Mandel. He's Mandel, give him a seat. Chashev Yid over here. That's Zetzach. Anyway, so he says, call Mandel. He calls Mandel. Mandel tells him, stop davening so much. Ich daven, the gates, and the kids, they want to kill me. You know what? I says, don't daven so much. Do my trick for 40 minutes. Sit down and say, I am the best Rebbe in the world. And be ikke ikrim, better than the parallel Rebbe. That's important. Always say better than the parallel. Don't worry about it. The Maya Chlayas. The Baron Feldman told me that that's the one thing you can quote and say, I'm maskim to it. Because Rabbi, you know, Aaron HaKayin said, maybe she told him, Shalchah Gadolim Shalom, you're better than everybody else. And to really make it, you have to say that. Don't worry, you'll have Avos Yisrael, you'll work on it. Get a Rebbe, of course. People can get out of hand. But the, anyway, so I told the guy, you tell him you're the best. And those kids are zero cockroaches. They're beyond the never. Oh, yeah, Mr. I'm so happy. So you're going to scare me? Who are you? You're Nebuchadnezzar, a kid. There's no hope for you. He's a Gornish vet. He did that. And he says, Rabbi Mandel, I did it not for 40 minutes. But I recommended one shot deal. Because I know Maisa, the whole year turned around from one 40-minute session. And don't forget to say you're better than the other Rebbe. And all your qualities are what's really count. And what he's, don't give me this stuff. I'm the best that ever lived. Welcome, Agaius. You know, Meir Pilchik, before I started teaching, you know, from the Stalinist, He became a mechutin of mine years later. Meir Pilchik told me, before you walk in the El Rebbe is a melech. By the way, I would sometimes tell that to fathers and mothers. You're mixing up. So great the yitzvus. Kabed is bincha. Kabed is bincha. What are you doing? He's a schnuck. But he's smart and he's cute and he has dimples. So what? So eat him up if you want. If he may not taste so good at this, if he's a mechutz, if he doesn't taste so good. You got to add a lot of spice to make it taste good. I'm joking. But, so anyway, so the guy out of Yeshua Gemura, this guy told me he did it for a few days, not for 40 minutes, and he had a different world open up. Where you see yourself, I have somebody who comes to this vibe, who had to go to meet a court case. His boss owns the half the world, and whoever comes in to his boss is like, you know, petrified, and he's stomach scary, he's afraid a lot. He's that type, and he's so, and I pumped him up. You are, who's your boss? Who cares what he says and what he thinks? And you, and he walked in there and met them all. The boss melts. How did that happen? You melted him by your thoughts. I once had to go to a judge twice, where the judge was known to be anti-Semitic. And I, before I went in, I thought we're best friends. And I walked in, and mamish, we were best friends. The guy was an animal. There were 200 people before me. He threw them in jail left and right with anger and screaming, with handcuffs and cops, tie him to the bench, scream. And I came, suddenly, oh, how are you doing? So what happened to you? Because I was thinking, Rabbi Schwartz told me this, from Chaim Volozhin. He's a famous miser with the pirates. He was a killer. And the Yid had to go by the pirates' whatever. It's a famous story. Chaim Volozhin says this, you say, that Kamayim Panim upon him. If you love somebody, he ain't going to hurt you. Think that you love him. Just keep saying it. Oh, I love this guy. I love him. The pieces. I love him. Don't say a word. I once got $1,000 out of a gevir. I barely knew him. And before I walked in, I loved this guy. $1,000. I say, just thinking. You don't say a word. If you say it, he's comforting me. You love me. Don't say nothing. Just think. I love this guy. He's so delicious. And suddenly he melts and he gives the money. Try it with your wife. Maybe she won't yell so hard. Or maybe I'll tell the ladies, try it with your husband. You know, maybe he'll behave for a change. Chaim Tevim El Shalom. The Alpha from Nevada is your side. It's coming up. Ah. Delta Vardig, when he came late, he missed the train. He said, we're so early for the next train. You know what he said? When somebody, he says, somebody hasn't, he has, listen to this, somebody say. There's an Azer Kenegdai. Some people have an Azer, but they turn it into a Kenegdai. You know that? They don't appreciate. In the Vardig, we were told, nobody appreciates the wife. I would add, I'm sure the ladies would like me to say this. No ladies really appreciate the husbands either. It's probably all over the same. That's that chas v'shalom, you know. I don't want to get in bed with somebody tiny. I'm a little bit too, shy. Everybody's good. Everyone's givaldi. I want to tell you something about ladies. If not for ladies, we'd be in hot soup. I want to stick up for the ladies. The ladies, we have two heilige ladies. The Mama Sarah that saved us from Yishmael. Avram, chas v'chalilah, we don't understand of it. Avram somehow didn't chop or didn't whatever. He had a different sheet then. Yishmael was gonna devour Yitzchak and Ruchnis and Gashmias. Metzachek, he was ready to destroy him. And the only one that chop was the Mama Sarah. And the Abishter was on the side of the lady. I hope the men don't leave me. after saying that. Look at the pasuk. And then what happened? And the next shidduch, Yitzchak and Rivka. No, without Rivka, what would have happened? Yitzchak was an oila tamima. There's no one like him. But the ladies are the ladies. You know, the mama Rivka, she said, if Esau would have got the brachas, Hashem Yerachem, we'd be up top. Thanks to the mama Rivka. Again, the ladies. I'll tell you another Zach. So all the ladies, don't worry. You're okay. Look at what you had. I'll add something over here. That the mama Rachel couldn't stand her father's truffin, and she hid them. And the mama Leah, when she davened, she didn't say, give me Yaakov. She said, don't give me Esav. A woman is more sensitive to the evil of the world. That's why they're into Lisa says. They're not part of it. The men are more, they understand the Ra. That's why a woman wears a white dress when she gets married, because she's there for purity. She brings purity to the world. The ladies, Kedesh Kedosh. By the way, the best ladies are the ladies that no one ever hears about. Those are the ladies, you know, they said about Rabban Kreiser said a big tenua in Europe was no Lazy Yodel's Rabbitson was known to be a super tenua. Why? No one ever saw her. The real tenua, no one, when the Yemenites came to Lake, no one ever saw the ladies. You know that they say in a Turkish place, in Turkey somewhere, where Alfandri came from there, they say all the men got real cocaine. Simple men. Because you never saw the ladies. You don't see the ladies. I want to tell you something. That when we went to France, I took along 2-3 young alike. We used to go every year. And they do not talk about Kedusha. Well, come on, nothing. It's not, you want Kedusha, go somewhere else. They don't talk about Kedusha in Avardi. The Litvaks Bechal are not into that. For whatever reason, that's not the thing. Every younger man that came along with me after 2-3 weeks, we mamish didn't see a lady. It's in a forest. The whole matzav is like, there's no ladies. And we're not there. You can't imagine the menuchas ha-nefesh. We all felt it. A certain, it's meredith. So all the ladies today that unfortunately the matzav is not, and they have tsar because of the situation, and the men that have tsar because they for sure are way higher madrega than those pure people in Turkey that got Ruach HaKadosh. Because having full tsar agra, like, do you know, you have any idea what madrega you are if you're sitting in Beis Medrash and you're not good in learning and you're not able, do you know how much bigger you are and all the big people. Or you're shmuching zachil over davening, over kedusha, over kas. Oh, you get angry again. Let's try this. You know what a high madrega you are. So, okay. Anyway, but the ladies, there's 3 stories in Tanakh with ladies that they were super, they were smart. 2 of them from Shevet Yisachar, Shevet Asher. Shevet Asher had very smart ladies. They all married Kehanim Gedolim. They married kings. They were very smart. Why? Because they had olive oil. And olive oil makes you smart. Now, olive oil, I want to tighten it. It's above, you know. Meshicha, Yishmir. It goes, you mix it with anything and it goes on top. It doesn't get involved with little stuff. That's when Mashiach Hashem gets oil. He's higher. He doesn't. Let's not fight. I want to tell you a big insight. Whoever's married. I want to tell you, I have a shita. Beshita, I'm wrong. Lachaim, I am beshita wrong. Right, wrong. I'm beshita wrong. Anything that happens, I am officially wrong. Beshita. It's a shita. Don't bother me. Don't try to get me. But this, I'm wrong. Well, I'm wrong. I am always wrong. And all things that go on between me and my Rebbetzin, ask my wife who's right. She'll tell you the truth. She's taka right. But I'm Beshita. Bashita Amro. I'm going to waste my energy fighting around my wife for the rest of my life. Who cares? You're right. Give in. I saw my Rebbe. This is not, I don't want any ladies to hear this. I spoke enough nice stuff about the ladies. Now I want to say something. I want to tell you something. I don't mean this. There's nothing wrong with the ladies, but I don't want you to expect your husbands to do what I'm going to say now. My Rebbe told me, be a shmata. I'm not a shmata. You ever hear that? Oh, the ladies say that plenty. I'm not a shmata. You know, I'm not a shmata. And Navarik, that's exactly what I'm trying to be, a shmata. That's exactly, I love that. I saw my Rebbe, his wife ordering him around, and he was schlepping stuff like a little kid who's doing his wife, you know, guess what else can I do for you? It's great. Another. You don't want another, huh? It's not good. Oh, yeah, Mandel says you got to be this. I'm telling you, if you're a secure person, get some good old another. It's delicious. I mean, as soon as you walk out of the house, show the world who you are. There was a famous Rosh Yeshiva in Chevron. I won't say his name. I'll tell you privately. I heard from a Talmud who learned in Chevron. His wife was one of those. She was the real thing. Every move he made, she had to be there. And in front of all the Talmidim, you realize that's the main fun. Bezyanus, she's a great wife. No Gehenim, thanks to you. I owe you everything, Rebbetzin. You saved me from Gehenim. Every move the guy made. No, why are you doing this? Oh, you're right. You're right. How come you're doing that? Oh, you're right again. And how come this? You're right. Other people, they waste their energy. Mr. Guy, how can you, everything I do, you don't like. So what? Go along with her. Give in. Bug off. Give in. Give in. It's going to kill you. You'll steig you, be an honor. You know what that is? You want to be Moshe Rabbeinu? That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Does it say anything about his learning in the whole Kalat Torah Kula? About his chesed? They took him out of Mitzrayim. I mean, it says, Ish Moshe Anav Moed. Look, Rashi Savlin. Be civil, give in, bug off. What are you wasting your life being right? I'm right, you're right. How dare you do that? Ladies are not supposed to do that. A lady is supposed to do this. I say, a lady is supposed to do whatever she's doing. That's what's supposed to be. I told the ladies, same thing, ladies, stop kvetching about your husbands. But that's not the way a husband's supposed to be. He is supposed to be exactly what he's doing. You want sanity or you want to eat your heart out for your whole life? Well, it's supposed to, well, the books say, I have my, it's a true story. So there's a certain marriage that's going to the garbage can because one party read the book about, they got a stempel on the guy, you know? You ever hear his name, Narcissus? What does it mean? What are they called? Aspergus, Narcissus. I don't even know what's going on. Bipolar, Bishmola. There's so many names. Stempel, OCD, OC Shmi. Okay, today, these labels, it's Givaldi. You can go around. You know what I have? Oh. You think I'm stubborn guy? I'm sick like a dog. I'm come on, take me sugar. I even have Yenish Temple. So I want to tell you something. So I'm telling you that I had a tudoch, a certain marriage thing. They got a hold of me. And and they read the book of what such a type of guy is supposed to be. And it's over. The marriage is over because a guy like that can't live him because it says that he's does this and this. You can't live with that guy. And I know the books, they told it to me. They prided themselves that they're knowledgeable. They're knowledgeable about, they know exactly what that condition means. And the male is such a guy is impossible. He already did this. He already did that. I want to tell you something. I've had people. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, does he? If anybody came late to his shear, he wiped the floor with him. You think he didn't have, he was a puppy, huh? Oh, no. He was from my chaver. I mean, I'm from his chaver. He was Adam Chachev Moid, a tzaddik, a goyim. He was ligged and learning. This guy, if anybody came late to a shir, how come you don't walk out in the middle of a shir on Shildi? Come in. He was a takif. He killed his talmidim. They loved him. He was a chashev a mensch. I can tell you privately who it was. But the same person put on, as soon as his wife pops up, he's a puppy dog. I'm nobody. Go step all over me. I love it. And that's Chevron, and that's Navardik. The same thing. I saw it in Navardik, the same. I saw my own eyes. I saw my Rebbe acting like a Nebuch. I saw it in Mashgiach Zatzal, the Nassim Bachfeigel, when I was visiting him in Williamsburg. He was still in Williamsburg those days. And he wanted to go to his Sheva Brachos. And his wife let him have it. She didn't want it. She let him have it, sort of, you know. What?
The window.
Oh, they listen from outside. Oh, one second. Did you hear that? They're on the roof. The Olam is chipping in. We're going to get a highlight. We'll have some Hillel HaZokins. What is it called? Skylight. We're planning on getting a few skylights for all those Hillel HaZokins to hear the shir from. I know it's here, not such a cotton. Whenever he came late, whenever he missed the train, he says, we're so early for the next one. Right. Now, I'll tell you what he said about Shalom Bayis. He said, there's people. They're not kidding. There are people saying, I feel so bad. One second, let's move this up. I thought they were joking around. move it. Up. I have an eight. Did Rebbe has to go on a diet? Is it ever get? Okay, anyway. So, Kiptara Machtach Heimish. Come inside, Rabbi Sai. There's some vodka waiting for you. Anyway, where am I up to? This I'll tell you. Who? Who? What's that? Yeah. You know, it's such a machaya to be a Navardiga. I'm always losing the train of thought. It doesn't bother me. It's Bezianis. It's Bezianis. So, when your wife steps all over you, it's Bezianis. So what? So it's Bezianis. It's not right. A husband is supposed to have much more bum, bum, bum. Or a wife is supposed to be bum, bum, bum. What's supposed to? There's no rules. You're telling me he has to be the boss? Okay, he should, by the way. That's not so push it. Some people need, you know, there was a certain Navardiga. I won't say his name. He was a Muslim, Shane Kamayo, and they used to let him have it because she was the boss. They let him have it. In the Vadim, the private Vadim, who's boss? Yeah, she's still stepping all over you and you don't open your mouth? There is such a thing where he's got to be the boss, like you know the Maisutra Avotna. You know the Maisutra Avotna? First day he got married, he did all the dishes himself, and then he accidentally, on purpose, cracked the dish, and then he says, told his wife, something tells me I'm not cut out. I guess you'll be doing that from now on. That's what they said. But in Chaim Blin, they held, you got to be. But you know how many? Everybody's different. Depends what you got to work on. Some people, and sometimes you're not holding by working, accept it, so it's not so perfect. Just take a look at the relationship with you. Avram and Sarah, they used to speak to each other. And Yitzchak and Rivka, did she speak to him or not? She had to do everything behind his back, you know? And ladies, watch out what I just said. Anyway, but what I want to say. So Alta von der Vardig said like this. Somebody has an azer and he makes a kenegdai out of it. You have an azer, a lady that's yelling at you, you become a gadol b'Yisrael. And what do you care? What are you? My shver used to say, kach b'nois slav chadayvrois. That's how they talk. That's them. What do you want from them? Or I'll tell the ladies, if you have a husband's a little bit azoy, kach, that's what the men are like these days. Never, who cares? I once bought something. There was used to be a Chiddush store, very tight, I mentioned over there. And for 50 cents, he got it. I was not too smart either those days. We were fighting cats and dogs, the guy and me, the guy who sold me the whatever it was. And his wife, I saw his wife was a mature lady. She went ahead, she put it in the bag, she turned it over. She didn't fight with her husband either. Yeah. Oh, you're right. She just gave it to me. Just get lost, who cares? 50 cents. She was more mature. You're mature. See, she's got a fight with him yet. Why are you so immature for 50 cents? You're fighting with the guy. You're going to lose your customers, You're fighting. She didn't do that either. She's just very mature. Wrapped it up nicely and just gave it to me. Mature people, the best way to win an argument is to avoid it. What do you have to fight for? It's a wasted energy with anybody. Who cares? I remember Mendel Rabinowitz, that's all. I was watching him base Medrash. He used to cough and learning. And I remember once he was screaming at the top of his lungs, "You're right! You're right! I said that you're right! You're right! I said you're right!" I do that. I'm no kefi. I go in his derech. I don't just say you're right. I say it with a stoltz. He is a direct. I say it with a geshma. You are right. This is, and I feel like $1 million. Moidala Emes, I felt great. You're right. I'm wrong. Yes. Isn't it so much more geschmack? You don't get into these petty, he's better than me. He has more nachas than me. He has more this. What do you care? Be make believe you're happy. So I'm a yukkel. I'm not such a, there was a lady, an older Polish lady, the mother of somebody here in Lakewood. And when it came to Shidduchim, she used to say like this, "Ich bin nicht der Beste, ich sich nicht der Beste." I'm not such a great guy myself. I'm not looking for the greatest. Such a healthy attitude. You hear that? You need to have that Nevardic I heard? They didn't do so well with Shidduchim. Nevardic is, when they got married, it was a closed estric box. No question.
I got not any labels.
No, nothing. Take it sight unseen. I promise you, I'm not joking with that one. It was a closed estric box. That's how Nevada is getting there. Marriage? And by us, if things aren't working out. By the way, I do want to say this to the Olam. I feel it's a mitzvah to say it. There is so much Sholem bias going on. So much. It's coming out of my ears. I speak to people regularly. And one of the questions I always ask, how are things? There is so much nachas going on. So much. We have to thank Hashem a million times. For each other. Leif Shesam Gdullah Sachet. For each other. I'm so happy there's so much Torah in the world. So he finished us. I did. You didn't. He did. Be happy with him. What do you care? So he finished. So you didn't. But I could be better. Yeah, we know that already. Most of that could be better is Yetzirah, by the way. What does it do for you? It's your Yetzirah. So now it's this, now tomorrow it's that. I'm no good here, no good for that. I'll get you on the rebound. Some people are out to kill. They're on a campaign to destroy themselves. They don't even realize it. They have so much negative thoughts going on 24/7. They're out to kill. They'll get you. Oh, that's true, but here you're no good. All right, now. You want to hear a real nasty Nevardiga story. This is really, really X-rated. This is terrible. But I heard it. I heard from David Blacher, the one that he was the prince of Nevardiga, not Shaykh. He was the Yerush of the altar. Reb Gershon told me this. He was the man that had the Shita. And gradually he learned Slabodka first. And he was a chavrus of Avraham Grudzinski, don't ask. He was a malach. These were the stars of Gantz Europe. Their first shidduchim, they were after him when he was available. And he said, "I'm taking the next shidduch they read me." He could have gotten the biggest Gadol B'Yisrael's daughter would have grabbed him. And he got, By the way, I'm going to tell you about the yeshiva bachram in Europe. I heard this from Leib Rutkin's Zatzal. He said, you know what Reb Volba told me? You know why the mir was so packed? Because Reb Yerucham was a shatchan. Reb Shlomo Volba told me this. I would say Reb Yerucham was a... because he was a shatchan. The bachram were desperate. When you became a yeshiva bachram, you are not sure you'll ever get married. The matzah was shrekel. Who wanted to touch these guys? A bank kvetcher. They didn't have what to eat. You're going to sit and learn. Sugar, this guy's not real. The yeshiva bachram in Litta? Litta, forget it. There's nobody there. Reb Chaim Moshe once said, nobody's from in Litta, except all we have is the yeshiva people. You know that?
He said, you're saying,
what? There was a problem.
How did Mashiach do it?
What?
So how did he do it?
Oh, Reb Yerucham. Yeah. I'm quoting, I didn't research the whole sugya, but I know that somebody, Reb Leib Rutkin, was telling me how this big Mitzvah Gadol ended up at 35 that married a girl, his son Bezal Lashon, Amuchu Eres. That's what he told me. That's all he could do. That's the best he can get. And they wanted something decent, the yeshiva bachram. And in the Vadik, they were rolling. They were laughing their heads off. Shidduchim, go. Who cares? My nafkamida. Go marry her. What's the difference? It's all you meet is Adaraba Maria, she's this, she's that. And they were happy. I know of three or four Navarig Shidduchim. I met an Einikol of one of them. I heard it. His name was Hilar Purana Vakish Ashlemus. He lived in Bnei Brak. Chazanish, they everyone held Oilam Amlo. He was a Malachulikim, a Navardiga. He married, forgot his name, a big Bnei Braka Yida Mishpacha. He married, I forgot. He was the one who married the girl that fell off the horse that was a hiker. She was not well. She fell off a horse.
Instead of Zilber.
You sure? Could be, I'm not sure. But I remember there's a name there. Oh, sure. Wow. So she fell off a horse. And when he met her, the Chazanish read the Shidduch. That's what I heard. Come on, Zichr, the Chazanish read the Shidduch. He figured in the Vardiga, it'll be okay. He knew about his brother-in-law. The stipler fell asleep on the date. You know, and he proposed, yeah, I'll marry you, you know. The stipler was in the Vardiga. So he knew it will get, there's no problem. But so, whatever it is. But he read a haika. Chazanish knew. Navardiga's. He read a hike, and now he met her at the date, and he got white. Look at it. She's boom. She's Hashem Irachem. She had eight kids. You know that?
What does that word mean?
What? Hike. She was hunchback. I met a man who fell off a horse. Hashem Irachem. For the rest of his life, he couldn't. He used to limp terribly. Falling off a horse is not so simple. Anyway, so this lady, he married her. And he was machabed her, his haikano, you know, his dear wife. He machabed them. Covered, ooh, wah. I know another Navardic story. You got to be careful. But he married a winner, and she was, I don't want to talk about details. But I know he was machabed her, oilam amalayai. She was a nervous, crazy lady. So he had to, I don't know if she was crazy, but she had problems. And he went all over town to get her. She had some weaknesses, she needed to smoke. He got her. let me get you, my wife needs her cigarettes. And he went, instead of kvetching, look what I fell into. My wife needs her cigarettes. There it is, it's a true story. Now, this on a Vardiga, yes, I know the name, I know everything, but I'm not, I have to watch out here. Pleasures. Rabbi Wiener, you'll take a whole stack along? Yeah, this is the old Jackson. Is Schoen gegangen? Here's Das ist noch Tobi, das Mensch gewaltig. Das sind zwei, die ist riesig. Komm ins Erkump, Zetzach. Now the, what was I saying? So, what do I want to say?
The Bacher married the next girl?
Yeah. So this, the woman with the Haikin. Now when he's read that Shidduch, he was up all night long learning Musa. Selsi Sharim, I heard. That's the way the story goes. And after every 5 minutes, they overheard him. All night long learning Musa. And he was crying. All night long. But who's going to marry her? All night long he learned Musa. And every 10 minutes he said, but who's going to marry her? These are real people. Oh, these are real people. They're real. Okay, Chafetz Chaim, same story, by the way. You know that he married somebody out of Rachmanis? You know that. You know the Maizel Chafetz Chaim? What? Kibbutz. Because his mother, his stepfather wanted his daughter, who was nothing compared to Chafetz Chaim. She was a nice young lady. He could have gotten a good one. Chafetz Chaim! She was 10 years older. It is? 17. Rabbi Burstein, 10 years older. And why did he marry her? Rachmanis. They did those things. Don't you dare do it. It's good to hear. You know how many people call me up after I say things like this? Well, Rabbi Mandel, they just read me a shidduch. You know how many people take me serious? I got to watch every move I make. Anyway. And he cried and he married her. That's one. And there was another one that I heard. The Enoch lives here in Lakewood. His wife, Zayda, was an Avardiga. And she was, his wife, Enoch, was an Avardiga. His wife was the Enoch of a Navardiga. And this Navardiga was out in a far-off town in Russia. And he stayed by a Rav, and he noticed there was something wrong with the Rav's daughter. And what's the matter? And the Rav started crying. She has tuberculosis, and she ain't getting married. And he said, 1 second. I'll marry her. And he married her. He had three kids, I think. This fellow moved to Pradesh Khan, I think, in Eretz Yisrael. First of all, she had kids, Aleph. And second of all, he cured her. He cured her, Kamat Zecha, he cured her. And she worked hard for him. He had Gevaldige Rebach from her. She was great. Everything worked out. He was the fellow that bought a lot. He needed a house. So he bought a lottery ticket, and he won the lottery, and he got his house. And there it's a small house. He was a Shema Kishuyan, one of those. You know, he had a job watching somebody's farm, and he sat and learned Jambalaya. That's the story. That's what I know about him. You can check him out. It's right here in Lakewood, and private, publicly, I won't say it. There's a third Navardiga that also married Rachmanis. I forget who it was. And the Alta himself, the Alta himself got married to the famous story. Reb Shlomo was the Yid that gave the Alta his Beis Abdidus. And he had two holes over there. One for Melchus, one for Fleishik. The Alta didn't have to do with anybody. He was supposed to be there 7 or 9 years alone. And he had Sfarim with him away from the whole world. And he had letters from Gdolim. What are you doing? What's Tzvil B'tziba things? And he used to write back. He left out the world. The Alta did what he wanted to do. No one told him nothing, the Alta. And he, until one day, this girl, one day he found out that there was a noise. The Alta was an alman at that point. He had lost his wife. And he was alone. He sent the kids all over. And by neighbors, by relatives, whatever. And he stayed alone. And he And then he gets the news. Then he suddenly hears some noise and Shrek, like Reb Shlomo's house, is screaming and yelling. So he came, he said, so he would never step out of his, but if something's wrong. Goes in, he says, what's the problem? Reb Shlomo says his daughter was an older girl and nobody's marrying her. She's going nowhere. They finally got this Arma Bacha that nobody wants to, one of those. And he agreed to marry her. And it was Ben Kesel La'osar between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. They found out that they get a letter. He broke. The chasen was going to be in 2 weeks. Ois chasenah. And the house was going with sugar. They were screaming and yelling, his wife and him. And the elder stand there, he says, what's the problem? Nobody's going to marry her. This is ridiculous. She barely got anything. And now the people hear about this, a broken engagement. Hashem Yirachem. The elder says, no problem. I'll marry her. And he did. He said, Reb Shlomo didn't believe him. I wanted Kiyoskop. No problem. Kiyoskop, I'm marrying her. He set the pace for all the Navardigas. They say,
married the Chacham Tzvi.
Yeah.
Married a girl.
Yeah.
So she was a young girl.
Right. But I'm telling you, what do we...
marriage came out to Yavit. I mean,
there you go. What I want to bring out, what do we have? If they weren't particular, your whole life, the Kotzker Rebbe says, the ganze leben is not worth a krechts. It's not worth it. People kvetch about this and about that. Relationships, this is going, it's not going. I advise, learn Musa every day for an hour. Learn Musa and Shar B'tochen and blow yourself up. I will tell you something about self-esteem. Don't ask anybody what he thinks of you. Don't ask him. My nafkamina. I hold I'm Givaldi. By the way, I just found out a great piece of news. The best story of Reb Aaron Cutler that there is. It was just his yahrzeit. This is the best story. Good to see you. Reb Aaron, you hear this? Here's the story. My father, Zatzal, is a tzaddik yisrei dailam, my father. And he had a sfarim store. And he found out that the Sfarim were a little bit, it's getting worse and worse. He had to deal with Reform, conservative Chevra. And he didn't come inside Chevra. Any room over there? Come inside. We have to teach our Hasidim to shtup. I'm joking. I'm a Rishina. The Rishina didn't shtup. You know that? That's right. Don't, you know that there's a Maisa with. One of these Hasidus that's Lebedik. By the way, the Navardigas hold from screaming by davening. I want to tell you that. They hold from that big time. But anyway, one of these from these Fest Hasidus or whatever was davening in Rizhin once. And the Rebbe came over to him and he says, I've been getting skate this ish, but Bezin is Zichin ish gay. You know what that means? If you speak nice, it doesn't go. So being angry is fishing, sure not going to help you. But it's okay. The chinuch I have is the screen by davening. Hey, Rabbi Lang. Pleasure to see you. The stuff is hold on the box. I say take the stuff. It's good stuff. Anyway, if you can help me out, I appreciate it. Anyway, where are we holding?
Holding the father.
My father. So yes, my father. So my father didn't want to sell these books. They weren't so kosher. They wasn't. So Reb Aaron opened up a Gemara in Shabbos. I remember my father telling me this. And he says, the Gemara in Tosfos Shabbos said, you can't sell those books. And then Reb Aaron had tears in his eyes. And he told my father, what are you going to sell now? And what are you going to do for Parnassah? He was crying. What are you going to do with Parnassah? Listen to this. Now this I never heard. That's a story I heard from way back. But I just heard a different girsa. From one of the Einikloch. Seems the Einikloch, they're good. Rapapa Basra. They got a different girsa. The Baron said, my father said, Panosa. So the Baron said, Panosa basically, I'll be get the kin the geist to hum. So you know why I like the second girsa. Now if the years and years and years, you know, sometimes a big girsa kept thinking, how? You have a kasha for many years on your head, and you finally got the terrors. So I was always wondering how they zeicha to me. How did it happen? Zeiche Gnein Zazayi. I'm trying to figure out how are they Zeiche to have me. Now, I want to tell you, I advise you all to do that. Do it. Do it. Hold from yourself. You'll steig much more. Do it. Don't be afraid. Joke around. First of all, if I'm going to start with my Anova, if I'm going to go around and say, well, Rabbi say, I'm really nothing compared to my father, and I'm really a nobody, and it is. So you look at me, okay, here comes another one who's Anova. You know, Baruch Matra Zrachi once said, Rav Shach never said, Lani is Daiti. So he says, Fabozok, why do you say Ani is Daiti? Either because it's Nebuch, it's Ani is Zain, Ani is Das, it's Nebuch the Matzah. He's not too smart. Or he wants people to hear the way he says Lani is Daiti. You know, one of those two reasons. I like that book. Anyway, what? Daina Kap. I say Lashid is Daiti. I'm brilliant. I'm gewaldig. You know, my shver was a mukacha chassid. He loved the Yalta von Kelm. I did, you know, he was trying to convert me. Now, I hope my shver is Michael me in Yenneveld. I'm going to say something now that's not so nice. Anyway, he was trying to straighten me out when we got married. Like I said, he was a mukacha chassid with a strangle. And he never fell in with me. And I fell in with him, too. I'm joking. But he tried to straighten me out. And I want you to know, he says, sweetie, I love my shvet to pieces. My shvet, you should know, I used to follow him around a lot. And I used to ask him about, I got from him, you know. He was good. He was a tzaddik. He was a bentayra. My shvet was a bentayra. He wasn't a chassid of the Michel Saluza. He was a Talmud. He was real. Anyway, so my shvet, what was I saying? Where am I up to? Who? What? Yeah, he loved the Musa Sfarim. He loved them. I bought him a whole set. It's called Chachmas HaMatzpain. Of all the Musa Sfarim on the parishes, packed with stuff, he ate it up, and he liked the Alta von Kelm especially. What did he like? The way the Alta von Kelm always says, my vart is gaina gainis. It's kafta baferach. This vart that I just said now is that my shver used to really love the way he said, I just said a vart. The boy said, now I'm going to say something. That's kafta baferach. It was worth coming to hear my vart. Listen to this one. I try to avoid vetlach. You want my vetlach? Read the Tachum Weekly. But I'd rather say stories. But listen to this vart. It's kedush kedush. The Mamalaya said, you took my husband away. Come on. What's going on here? Nobody answers it. The Malbim says very good. The Malbim says because she was alone, she was with Yaakov much more than Leah, hoping that way she'll have kids. And she took Dudoyim also. So Leah's lighting up, you're involved in Teva. Why don't you go with Betochen? Too much in Teva, Dudoyim, and you have to be with him more than me. Right, go with the Abishta. Leah was more involved in Betochen. That's the Malbim. Beautiful. He says, it's Machal beautiful the way he... Anyway, so I wanted to tell you like this. He says when she took Zilpah, when Rachel took Bilhah, it was a schooler to get kids. When Leah took Zilpah, it was not a schooler. It was just to do her a favor. Because school, I got Betochen. And you know what the Yashar HaKadosh says? Because Leah went with Betochen, she got Yisachar before Rachel got Yosef. When you work with Betochen, things speed up. Yet it's Yashar HaKadosh. When you go with Betochen alone, things speed up. When you go with, let's try this, right there. The Malbim says it twice. At least, he says there's a bracha, there's an ashrei, if you go only the Ebishta. Once you're taking the pills, it's not as good. Okay. It's a special bracha. Anyway, so I want to tell you like this. This boy is affluent fellow. Do you know why the Mamalaya said that Hamad Kachtem is Ishi? I heard it in tefillah. I dabbed my eyes out. He's mine. He wants you better. That doesn't mean a thing. I daven. The one that davens, he's mine. What's it say that? You like that, bud? It's a bumba. A chalsus, teres emes. And I'll bring you two rayas. One raya I'll bring you is because Yaakov said, Bacharbi v'kashti. The Pashup shot, he took a sword and he got Shechem with Bacharbi v'kashti. But they say, no, I got it with my tefillah. He went to war. Hey, I got it. That's cool. And then, I'll now Zoysis Paloti. What do you do with Chana? When Eli Akai wanted to kill Shmuel Novi, right? He wanted to kill Shmuel Novi. He was Mayra Allah Mafdei Rabbi. You're 2 years old. He was Mayra Allah Mafdei Rabbi. Kill him. I'll get you another boy. She said, oh, no. Anara Zoysis Paloti. He's Tfila. Don't give me this. Tfila. He's my, that's real. If it's tefillah, it's real. How do you like that, Rabbi? Anyway, I have a sefer. I want to advise everybody.